How do you think the workout went today?
It was a good workout. It's got a good competing with these guys. It's always fun, you know, when you get to play basketball, especially at this level. So it was a good workout.
You worked out with Phoenix. How many workouts have you had? How many do you have planned?
This is my third one so far. I have about 10 more. So I'm going to be all over the place, but it's a great experience. You know, just a blessing to be able to do things like this.
How do you feel about your chances of getting into an NBA team and maybe playing in that role?
You know, I think I have a good chance. But then again, you never know until your name's called. So, you know, you just got to keep working hard and believing in yourself, and, you know, things will fall into place.
What do you want to see from you in this workout? I mean, more than shooting, or focus on that?
All aspects of my game. I mean, in order to be a great player, you got to be good at everything. So, you know, I've been working on every part of my game to get better, so you just got to showcase it here.
The feedback that you're getting, they see you as a combo? Is it two strictly?
Definitely a combo guard. You know, one when necessary and the two when necessary. I feel like I can play both positions well. So,
Kyle, you ruled the roost in Cheney. What's it like going from the big sky to the big leagues?
You know, we had a lot of big-time games this year against other schools on our preseason schedule. But, you know, it's a dream to be here and at this level. So, I mean, you just got to believe in yourself and believe in all the work that you put in over the years. But it's definitely a dream come true.
How surreal is it for you to go from a walk-on to now being an NBA prospect? What's that been like for you?
You know, it's all been a journey, man. God has just had my back throughout this whole process. It's surreal to think that I walked on 2 years and to be here now. It's just a dream come true and definitely nothing I'll take for granted.
How much do you thank your dad for meeting your future coach, you know, every day?
Yeah, definitely. The way everything happened, it's pretty crazy. I mean, I can't even put into words how lucky and fortunate I am to, you know, have him meet him that day and to be able to play at Division I level, because, I mean, that was the only school that wanted me.
In terms of growth, I mean, yeah, it says in your bio that you grew 11 inches in high school. I mean, what was that like?
Yeah, coming into high school, I was 5'4". So, I mean, the chance of playing basketball at 5'4", 130 pounds is not too high. But fortunately, by the grace of God, I grew 10 inches in high school and was able to hit 6'4" in college. So, you know, hopefully I can still grow a couple more inches.
What changed in your sophomore season? From your freshman season to your sophomore season?
You know, just continuing to work hard. I mean, I'm always a hard worker. Just believing in myself and waiting for my opportunity. I mean, you never know when your opportunity is going to come. You just got to make sure that you're ready when it does come. So just believing in myself and continuing to work hard on my game.
What did playing in the NCAA tournament mean to you?
It was a big dream come true. I mean, that's one thing that we wanted to accomplish my years at Eastern. And to be able to do that this last year, and especially to win our last game at Montana, was definitely something special and one that I'll never forget.
When you're working on your game, what do you see as kind of the keys to getting your shot off at a level where these guys are so much probably more athletic and bigger?
Right. I mean, just the ability to create space. I think I'm a great guard off the dribble as well, and that gives me the ability to create space and separation. But you have a small window to shoot the ball at this level, so you got to make sure you get it off fast.
What's your routine like for your shot? Like, how do you?
I try to put about 500, 600 makes a day, however long that may take. I like to rep out my shot till it feels good. And then, you know, just the normal weights and ball handling, stuff like that. But definitely spend a lot of time in the gym.
Your path's kind of been similar to that of Damian Lillard, kind of overlooked in high school, went to the big sky, now an NBA prospect. Have you talked to him at all or any NBA players about where you're at and kind of where you're going?
No, I haven't talked to him, actually. He was there my first year I was there. But he was a spectacular player to watch. I had a chance to watch him when I redshirted, and he was just an unbelievable player. But Rodney Stuckey actually sent me a text about a couple months ago before we played in March Madness, so it was good to hear from him. But, you know, not too many guys.
Have you heard from him since?
No, not since. You know, they're busy with their – I don't like to bother people with that. But it was cool for him to reach out.
You led the nation in scoring last year, and then you wrote a piece about how you're one of the more quiet names out there.
Right.
What was it like to finally, you know, your name was all over the place all of a sudden? What was that like?
You know, I'm really not a guy that likes the attention or anything like that. You know, it's a team game. I mean, we had a great team this year. It wasn't just me out there. I mean, the guys found me, and we just had great players. You know, my coach told me one day after practice I was leading the nation in scoring, and I actually laughed at him. I had no idea. I never look at those kind of things. I just want to win games. That's all my goal is.
Was that a surprise to you?
To what?
It's just the lead. I mean, the fact that you were this walk-on that had no D1 scholarship offers, and then within 3 years you're leading the nation in scoring.
Honestly, it's just been a blessing from God. I mean, I could have never imagined doing something like that at a high school. I mean, being able to say that you're leading the nation in score, I mean, it's still surreal for me. But, you know, I was more worried about our team wins than my own individual goals.
He doesn't care.
What was the hardest part of this workout today?
You know, they said the altitude would get to me, but, you know, I've been conditioning a lot. But, you know, every workout's tough. You know, you just got to make sure you're in the best shape when you come to these workouts and just give it your all.
How did Dolan Bashinsky play out there? What did you see from him?
You know, everybody played well. I mean, these guys competed. It was a good group. We all competed well. We all, you know, made each other better today. And it's good competing with this kind of competition.